بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. كلما ذكر الذاكرون وكلما غفل ذكر الغافلون، أما بعد، My respected Muslims, we read about Qarun. إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليه وآتيناه من الكنوز. Who was Qarun and what happened to him and why Quran mentioned about him? In the world, a person takes pride over three things. One, because he has knowledge. Second, because he belongs to a very high family lineage. And third is his worldly accomplishments, financial accomplishments. These are the three things which a person considers himself very successful. Qarun, he was the cousin of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Kana min qawmi Musa. And Allah had given him the ilm of Tawrat. 70 people who Musa alayhi salatu wasalam chose from Bani Israel, Qarun was one of them. And he had a jealousy over Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that why did Allah choose Harun alayhi salatu wasalam to be the wazir and to be the supporting Nabi and the assisting Nabi? It should have been him, because he was more fluent, more intellectual, more, and all of this. So, Quran says that with all of this, فَبَغَى عَلِيْهِ. We had given him all of this. He, instead of being thankful and grateful for Allah, what Allah had given him, he thought that the power and the things what he has, he can overcome and do whatever he likes. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told him that wahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. Look, Allah has done favors on you. Why don't you give your portion of zakat? The wealth which he had, which Quran says, وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ. We had given him treasures, and the treasures would be carried by a very heavy caravan which would carry the keys of the treasures. The keys would be carried by a caravan. If the keys are heavy, that a caravan has to carry the keys, how many locks and how many treasures? It is said that he found the khazain, the treasures of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And because he found the treasures of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, these treasures made him the most richest person of the time. And in recent, there was a couple of years ago, people researched that, and between Turkey and Syria, the people who dig, and they said, well, they estimated this is where he sank in the ground, and they look for the treasures. seven people who went to dig and take this, those treasures out, it was known that it's a curse. All of them died. They took it out, but all of them died. This is just recent history. So what Allah gave him, Allah had given him a lot of wealth. So he manipulated. This is a very old sickness in the people of wealth, that they always manipulate with the religious people. It is not from today. It has always been. That they think that through their wealth they can manipulate with Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. If you look in history, you'll find that. It has always happened. So he also tried his trick. So he told a woman who had got pregnant through a shepherd. He said, look, when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam will be giving a sermon, I want you to come there with the baby. And at that point, when he will be addressing, I will ask Musa on the spot that if someone out of marriage has a baby, what is his punishment? So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as a Nabi of Allah, he knew what he's going to say because he knew Torah, as I said, that he was amongst those 70 people who were chosen, and he knew majority of the Torah. He was a very knowledgeable person of Torah. So when this lady came, he was giving sermon, and now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is put on the spot, and he comes with his entourage. He had a certain style which he would come with his caravan and with his bodyguards and with all that. And when people would see him, they would say, oh, ho, 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 look how fortunate he is. Look how rich he is. And look at him. You know, people would, water would come in their mouth seeing what Allah had given him. They would say, oh, look, we wish we had this also. And we wish we had this. And Quran mentions that the people who wanted dunya, they said, Ya laytana mithla ma utiya Qarun. We wish we had what Qarun has. Look at him. He's very fortunate. Look at him. Considering that wealth, that, oh, you know, success. So what happened? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when this woman told, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came in Jalal anger. And he said, O woman, tell the truth. And she said, Musa, Qarun gave me so much money. And this child is of such a shepherd. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam got so angry. He said, oh Allah, take care of him. The ground opened. And it took Qarun. Qarun said, Musa, you are doing this to take my wealth. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh Allah, bury him with his wealth. All the treasures he had, he kept on sinking and the wealth went with him. The same people who were saying that, look, oh-ho, look at him. How fortunate is, the same people changed. Yeah? They said, no, we don't want to be like him. They changed their same thing. That, oh, this is the outcome, we don't want to be like him. That this is a lesson. This is a lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told in the Quran. That those people who want dunya, they were considering him successful. And those who wanted akhirah, they knew what was going to happen to him. And after that, Allah says, after that, after narrating this whole incident, Allah mentions tilka darul akhirah naj'aluha lil ladhina la yuriduna 'uluwan fil ardi wa la fasada wal 'aqibatu lil muttaqin. Allah said, look, take a lesson from this. This life of dunya, no matter how much you acquire, it's not the gauge of success. It's akhirat. Who acquires akhirat? La yuriduna uluwan fil ardi wa la fasada. Two things. No, they are striving to become, to boast and brag about themselves. And they know, no, they call corruption on the face of this earth. They don't call problems. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the ultimate success is for those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing, what we read yesterday, was the advice of Luqman. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِعِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِيدُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. He is giving advice. Who was Luqman? The ulama say Luqman was not a Nabi. And he was a slave and he was a shepherd. And he was dark skinned. He wasn't very beautiful. But he was very pious and very honest. His piety and honesty. His master, the person who used to work for, he called him and said that you have been working with my animals for such a long time. Bring the best portion of the goat. So he brought the heart. Then he told him again, they're bringing the worst part. He brought the heart. He said, when I told you to bring the best, you brought the heart. When I told you to bring the worst, you still brought the heart. What is it? He said, if this heart is right, everything is right. If this is corrupted, everything is corrupt. Which the hadith of Rasulullah says, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا سَلُحَتْ سَلُحَتْ الْجَسَدْ كُلَّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَتْ الْجَسَدْ كُلَّهُ أَلَا وَيَا الْقَلْبِ. If the heart is perfected, everything is perfect. If the heart is corrupted, everything is corrupted. The perfection and the correction of the heart is the most essential and important thing. In that is the advices which he has given to his son, which Quran has mentioned. One is to not to make shirk with Allah. Shirk in any form, tawheed khalis is one term. La ilaha illa, no one can do, no one can benefit, no one can harm, no one can give, no one can take, no one can do anything, illallah, only Allah. No Nabi, no human being, no insan, no human being can benefit or harm, illallah, only Allah. La nafi'a wa la dar, illallah. Wa la mu'izz wa la mudhill, illallah. No one can benefit, no one can harm, illallah. No one can give honor, no one can disgrace, illallah. This tawheed, a khalis, is wanted from every person. Allah can do it, but no. There is no but and if with Allah. Allah is Allah. Inna Allaha ala kulli shayin qadir. Whatever Allah wants, that happens. And not only that, إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When Allah wants to do something, that's it. There is nothing to stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First thing. Then he gave him advice. First, to be good towards parents. Ihsan. This is the dilemma of today's time. How the youth of today treat their parents. They think that, parents, they do everything for them. And children think, oh, it's my right. It's my right. I deserve more than this. And then when they grow up, they become more, they dump the parents. They don't even know them. And they always blame them. Oh, you never did anything for me. You never did anything for me. How much they worked, how much they did, everything for them to become successful. And when the parents need anything, oh, I'm busy, I got something to do, I can't do this, this. Always making 1,000 excuses. But they forget that what their parents did for them. And that is the sad part. Because we made our children materialistic. We never made them pious or religious. If they were pious and religious, they would consider you, they would consider parents as their paradise. They would serve them, they would look after them, they would spend everything what they have to get the blessings of their parents. And if they became materialistic, it was money. They would say, oh, Dad, I can put you, you know, in a retirement home and a nurse will take care of you. And the, you know, the woman says, oh, you know, the wife says, I can't take care of your parents. Just a couple of days ago, there was an article in the newspaper where someone called his mother, and then the mother called 911 that my children have called me, they don't feed me, right? And went to jail. Look at it. It just happened here in Orlando. That own parents, you know, people think they are a burden to take care of them, look after them. That's why it's very, very essential. Especially to the youth, today's youth. Your parents are a blessing for you. You can buy everything in the world, you can't buy parents. Serve them, look after them, take care of them. You know, in that way that in the morning and the evening they would pray for you. The curse of the mother. Even he is the most famous abid in Bani Israel, the most religious person in Bani Israel. He's praying and the mother calls him. And he says, well, should I answer? I'm praying. Should I call Allah or should I call? Answer my mother. And the mother cursed him that you should not die without being disgraced by a prostitute. The most pious person of Bani Israel, he was accused and people did everything to him. And he said, look, don't do anything. This is the curse of my mother. This is the curse of my mother, and it's true. You can take the prayers of your mother, or you can take the curse of your mother. It's a choice. It's a choice you have. That's why, and always, never try to, you know, the biggest mistake people do. It's, maybe since the world has been made till today, no one has been able to resolve the differences between a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law. There's no one who has been able to resolve that till today. So people think that, you know, a person thinks, no, I'll take care of it. This world has been so many thousand years. No one has been able to do it. You know, just leave it. Just leave them alone. Give them everyone their right. The mother her place, the wife her place. Just keep them out. That's it. Don't try to get in between. That's why it's very, very important. That in that, what is the limit of listening to the parents? Until they don't tell you for shirk, you have to listen to them. And the other thing is that even they're non-Muslims, even if your parents are non-Muslim, they're not Muslims. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Quran says, don't even say uff to them. You know, scolding them, telling them off, old school, old mentality, old woman, you don't know anything, shut up. I don't want to, what we hear from people when they come and tell us, And when we hear the mothers calling and crying, that my son told me this and my daughter told me this and this, don't make your mother's heart cry, and don't make your father cry. That is the biggest thing you want to do, last thing you want to do in your life. If you have to spend everything to make them happy, everything to get their prayers, you are the most fortunate one. Become those fortunate people who can do everything to serve them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to serve our parents, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to fulfill their rights.